Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Part one of a three-part adaptation for radio by Bill Morrison of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. Anyone who watches Masterpiece Theater must be familiar with the novel adapted for television. In Britain, the tradition began some 40 years ago on radio, and it's become one of the most popular and the most creative forms of radio drama. The reason for this long history lies in the affinity between radio and the novel. Both forms invite the reader or listener to create their own world for the characters to live in, to mesh the story with their own experience. Both demand a more complete identification with the subject matter. And nowhere is this more perfectly demonstrated than in the new adaptation of Crime and Punishment, Earplay's presentation for the next 3 weeks. Using the full potential of stereo recording, the production brings inside our own heads the desperate mental turmoil of Dostoevsky's tortured hero, Raskolnikov. Earplay presents part one of the BBC production, Crime and Punishment.
It is my belief that men in general are divided into two categories, of ordinary men who are born and desire to be ruled, and extraordinary men who are, by their nature, criminals and destroyers. This other kind of man has the right to be decided in their own conscience, to overcome and eliminate whatever obstacles might lie directly in the path of their destiny, the destiny of daring to give to the world a new word for the benefit of all humanity. They must destroy the present for the sake of a better future.
The place you want to go is the old woman's. She lives in the house down by the canal on the fourth floor.
What's her name?
Alyona Ivanovna. I can pawn anything with her. 5,000 rubles or one, it's all the same to her.
I only want something to tide me over.
Just don't expect a fair price. That old cow would cheat her own family, and does. She has a sister, Lizaveta, and she treats that girl like a slave. When I say girl, I mean she's 35 and 6 foot tall.
A bit simple, is she?
Maybe she is. She's very good-natured. I like her. She'd do anything for anybody.
Anything?
Well, it's true. I've never seen her when she wasn't pregnant. But it's the way the old woman treats her. Lizaveta mends things, sews, sells second-hand clothes. She's always busy. But she has to hand over every penny she earns.
Well, she's a bit simple.
The point is, I know for a fact she'll never see any of that money. The old woman has made her will and left a lot, which must be a fortune, to a monastery. So they'll say prayers for her in perpetuity. She'll need every one, and they still won't save her.
Poor Lizaveta.
I tell you, I could kill that old woman. It wouldn't cost me a thought.
Oh, you don't mean it.
I do. What is she? A mean and worthless old hack. A moneylender who feeds off human misery. You could do so much good with that money she's going to give to a monastery. In this city, young girls have to go on the streets every day. Families are ruined by drink, by disease. The disease of poverty. The rotten, dirty smell of it is everywhere in Petersburg. It's wrong, and it does not have to be. So cut out the cause of it. She's going to die soon anyway. So kill her. Take the money. Use it well. And you tell me, wouldn't that crime be wiped out? One death, 1,000 decent lives.
I'll agree she may not deserve to live, but that's how it is. It's human nature.
We must plan and organize our nature, otherwise we'll never progress. I'll ask you another question.
No, I'll ask you one. Would you yourself really kill that old man?
No, I'm arguing about justice, about the absolute.
You never have it unless you're prepared to do it yourself.
It would have to be an extraordinary man who'd do it for those reasons.
Oh, come on, buy me another drink. I'll pay you back when I've pawned my
stuff. I'll show you where the house is afterwards.
I listened to myself. It must be fate. I thought the same thing 1,000 times and planned 100. If it takes such a man, I am that man. And I will do it. How will I introduce myself to her? I must say boldly, I am Rodion Raskolnikov. I am a student, and I have come with something to pawn. A pledge. I can't be serious. I can't mean to do this. It's a dream. Only that, and it is a dream. I must plan it very carefully. Pay great attention to the little things. I must rehearse it, to be sure. Seems the cupboard only big enough to stand up and lie down. I don't even buy a candle to light it. I lie in the dark and think and talk to myself. I've sold all my books. I don't go to the university anymore. I've been beaten for days. I can't go on. How did I do it? How did I reach this plan? There are men who would seize their opportunity, and Napoleon would act. It wouldn't cost him a thought. How would I kill her? With an axe. Strike her on the head with an axe. What is she? A louse. A parasite. How else can I do what I want in my life? I only have to dare.
Time's up on your last peg.
I'll bring the interest for another month, if you wait.
Oh, that's up to me.
He hardly glances at it. It's happening too quickly. The next time, I must bring something wrapped, tied. That will take a time to open.
Okay. Our axe will enter there about a year. How could I find it? I can sell, you know, if you don't pay up on time.
How much for the watch are you having, Violet?
I gave you 2 rubles the last time for your ring. I could have bought a new one for less.
Why should I be subject to this? It's degrading. I'm an intelligent man. Educated. I shouldn't have to bear this. I can strike her now. No, no, no. Calm. You mustn't suspect a thing. Talk. Give me 4 rubles. It was my father's.
Oh,
it pays a lot. I'll redeem it, I promise. I'll be sent money soon.
Listen how I call it. It's hardly worth my while.
The next time, there must be no talk. If I have to haggle, I'll get confused. I'll lose my nerve.
I give you 1.5 rubles, but with interest in advance.
I must have time. You must be distracted. Time to bring the axe out, raise it, bring it down.
What do you say?
All right.
Then wait here a minute.
That's right. And reduce the money in the back room. It's all a dream. Only a dream. I will not dare. I know how to carry the axe. It will be under my coat. The head will hang in a loop of cloth sewn under the arm. My hands will be free. Listen. She's opening drawers. She carries the keys in her right hand pocket. The drawers will be the small keys. A box, a chest, dragged out of hiding, and a big key. Yes! She has one big key on the ring.
Oh, I'm going to faint. I cannot bear it. I have no strength.
Where are you? A man who will dare, sees what he wants and needs for his purpose on a non-instinct. Are you one of a stupid herd ready to be trampled on, exploited, abused, not a sound of protest? I must find out what power is in. I have an identity. I have a destiny. Tell her I will come again soon with another place. Tell her.
Here, the interest is 10 kopecks to the ruble. So that's 15 on 1.5 rubles in advance. Then the 2 rubles I gave you last month, you owe 20 on that. That's 35 kopecks all told. From 1.5 rubles, 1 ruble and 15 kopecks.
What's
that for? Doing you a favor, as it is.
Well, I mean, something else in a day. Something valuable. A cigarette box.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about it when you come again.
Is there anything else I must know?
Go, get away, go now. Goodbye.
Yes.
Your host at home alone, your sister isn't here.
What business do you have with her?
I must come. Come.
Go. Get away now.
Nothing particular. I just asked. But nothing. A good day, Aljona Ivanovna.
Goodbye.
I can hardly stand. She suspects. Impossible. I can't come back.
I know all I need to know. It will work. All I must do is follow the plan. I will come back in 2 days.
I don't mean it. It's all a dream. A hideous dream.
The taste of black bread. I can't go on. I mustn't think. I must just be and do. Please. Bring me another beer.
Right away. Here you are.
No, thank you.
Oh. Excuse me. You look like a man of education. Can I talk to you? I'm a civil servant. Marmeladov is my name. Have you been in the civil service?
No, I'm a student.
I knew it. May I sit down?
If you like.
Thank you. Now, tell me this. Have you ever spent a night on a hay barge?
Not so far.
I have just spent my fifth night on one.
Hey, Marmeladov. If you're a civil servant, why don't you work?
I drink instead. Now tell me, have you ever begged? Abjectly begged for a loan you know you wouldn't get?
I have.
Why should the man give you anything? From compassion? Compassion has been outlawed by science. They tell me that's what happened in England, because they have political economy. He won't give you the money.
Then why go?
Every man must have somewhere to go. My own daughter has to go on the streets. It's no secret. I can see you are troubled. That's why I spoke to you. I don't want to be laughed at by these characters when I tell the story of my life.
I've heard it all before.
My wife, Katerina, was a lady, a colonel's daughter. She was a widow with children when I married her. She'd run off with an officer who beat her all the time. But she thinks she was once happy. Her family had disowned her. Well, you can judge the state she was in when she was prepared to marry me, a widower with a young daughter. I swear, I didn't touch the drink for a year after we were married. But I couldn't please her. And I lost my job. We came to Petersburg. I got another job. But the drink claimed me. My daughter grew up the best way she could. What can a respectful but poor girl earn? And I'll tell you, 15 kopecks a day if she slaves me. I was lying drunk. I heard Katerina say, look at her. She lives off her. There's nothing to help her. And my daughter, my sweet, gentle, my son, said, Katerina, must I do it? Why not, sister? What's so precious about it? Oh, don't blame them. I had sold everything. My wife is ill. Consumption. Anyway, at 6 o'clock, Sonia got up. At 9, she came back. She laid 30 rubles on the table. Said not a word. Wrapped herself in a shawl and lay with her face to the wall. My wife went on her knees and kissed her feet. And I lay down. She's registered now. There's a room of her own. Our landlady put her out.
Poor Sonia.
But let me tell you. I went to a man, His Excellency Ivan Ivanovich. I told him all.
He turned you away.
No. He wept. That good man found me a job. Oh, imagine the excitement when I came home. I was treated like a king. This was 5 weeks ago. I found the money to buy me clothes. I had 2 courses at dinner. My wife was so proud of me. 6 days ago, I brought home my first earnings. 23 rubles, 40 kopecks. Oh, she loved me then. But the next night, like a thief, I stole what was left. 5 days ago, I left them all. My job is gone, my new clothes pawned, the end of everything. This morning, I went to my daughter Sonia and begged.
You don't mean she gave you anything?
30 kopecks, and it's in your till. She never said a word. Her own father. What am I? Who could take pity on a man like me?
Too many have.
I should be crucified. Crucify me. Oh, judge, but pity me. It's not joy I seek. I thirst for sorrow, and I have tasted tears. But he will pity us who has pity for all men. He will come on that day of judgment, and he will ask, where is that daughter who gave herself so? And he will forgive her. I know he will. Then he will say, you too come forth. Come forth, the drunkards, the weak, the children of shame. And we will stand before him, and he will hold out his hands, and we will fall down and weep. Then all will be understood. All will understand. Lord, thy kingdom come.
Blind drunk.
Come on, lean on me. Where's your room?
I'm afraid. Not that my wife would beat me, but what happened to them all? All the little children.
This door?
Yes.
Catherine. He come back!
Beat me, Katerina. What about the children?
Where are your new clothes?
Oh, Katerina,
you
beat me.
You racket, all you stop.
Beat me, Katerina.
Stop that noise. I'll get you out. All of you. You will go out.
Here, please, now, look, it's all the money I have, but take it.
No, I deserve it.
The money, I'll...
You
must stop
me.
Here,
I'll do it.
What are you got in your pocket? They're hungry.
What did I do that for? They've got their savior. I've got nothing now. We all need help. What a pit we dig for ourselves.
Need it be? Is there anything to stop a man but his own fear? The rules he makes up? Can he not be anything, dare anything, be himself, take what he needs to be himself and not live like this? Is that not how it is? I can't help them at all unless I help myself.
Look, I've brought you some tea. Will you have some tea? You must be starving. Have some tea.
Oh, Nastasia. Did the landlady send this?
No, she wouldn't. It's me. I'm sorry it's yesterday's brew, but it is hot. Well,
thank you, Nastasia.
I'll get you some cabbage soup. The landlady is going to complain to the police about you.
What for?
Well, you haven't paid any rent for months, and you won't give up the room.
Well, I can't. Not now. I'll talk to her.
I'm not supposed to sing you anything, but what she doesn't know won't hurt her. You're a clever boy. Why do you just lie there and do nothing? Why don't you get a job like you used to have, giving lessons?
I am doing something.
What?
Work.
What work?
I'm thinking.
And how much money have you made out of this thinking?
I've got no decent clothes. You can't turn up to teach without boots. Anyway, I'm sick of it.
It's better than nothing.
Well, they pay so little, what's the use? But
do you want to make a fortune all at once?
I do. Yes. Yes, I do.
Ooh, I didn't say that out loud. You frighten people. Ooh. Ooh, I nearly forgot.
Huh?
I've got a letter for you.
But then give it to me.
I have to pay the postman 3 kopecks for it.
Oh, I've got, here, yes. Oh. Yes, I've got that much left. Now, take it. Well, give me the letter. Now, go away. Go on, leave me alone. Go on.
All right. All right.
It's for my mother. Yeah. Oh, she's sorry for not biting so long. She loves me. Grief that I've given up the university for want of means. Oh, what a phrase. Starving. Starving. Her pension's only 120 rubles a year. I know that. I know the last money she sent me was borrowed. What's this? My sister's at home. But she went away as governess to this Fiji girl out. Trying to seduce her. And of course she couldn't leave. They'd taken an advance on her salary to send me money. Then he tried to blackmail her into running off with him. And his wife found out. My sister was blamed and had to leave.
Oh, my good. What trouble I call you. All this suffered for me.
I can't bear it. This room. It suffocates me. I must get out.
What happened to her? Oh, I can imagine the gossip. Svidrigailov confessed it all to his wife. The servants spoke up. The wife had to make a public apology.
Oh, thank God. What Dunya must have suffered for me.
What? What? She's going to get married? They haven't asked me. Who's she going to marry?
A lawyer, Pyotr Luzhin. He asked to see them the next day. The next day, sent a letter proposing. He's a very busy man, coming to Petersburg, well-to-do.
Mother, what kind of man is he?
Can't take it in. Let's sit down. He's 45. My sister's 20. When I meet him here, don't judge him too severely. What are they hiding from me? No great love on either side, but Dunya will make it her duty to make her husband happy. Any defect of character, my sister can put up with a lot, so long as it's honorable. He's abrupt, pompous. Oh, I can see why they didn't consult me. I know this sort of man. What? After Dunya agreed, he said he'd made up his mind to marry a girl without means, for a man shouldn't be indebted to his wife. She should look up to him. Mother, don't make excuses. It just slipped out. He corrected himself. Are you blind? Do you both wish to be blind? Oh, I knew it. Now we have the real reason. He's opening a lawyer's business in Petersburg. He may need a secretary at a good salary. I could finish my law studies. I see what they think. They think I'll be a partner in no time. No doubt he'll offer the job himself. He wouldn't refuse his wife. But he wants to form his own opinion of me when he meets me. And I of him. What have they done? They'll be in Petersburg within a week. With the engagement, her credit's good again. She can send me money. Not much, because he's given them nothing. They have to pay for the journey themselves. That's 700 miles. Never. Never. Never such a marriage while I live. They don't deceive me. My sister may be able to put up with a great deal because she's selling herself for me. Not for herself, but for another. Freedom, peace, conscience, all for sale, justified as a sacrifice to one you love. Oh, Sonya. Sonya Marmeladov, the eternal victim. What's the difference between us?
I won't have it. Not this humiliation, this degradation, this damnable dependence. But how can I prevent it? I have nothing. Not a future. Nothing. Every man must have somewhere to go. What else can I do? Is there no other way? My plan. My dream. My hideous dream. Where am I? Where am I going?
To see. But my friend Ratchamikin. To see him. See if he knows his work.
Oh, what's the use?
I mentioned it. Yes. I'll see Ratchamishan. After I've done it. What do I mean up? Will I do it? Must I do it?
Child, 7th, walking to the country, father, grey day, flat land, the tavern, scared of the crowd, always was, hold his hand, tight, walking past, drunks, shouting, walking to the church, grandmother's grave, kiss the grave, everywhere, father's hand, drunks, shouting, cart outside, old horse, man, drunk on the cart, all crowd in his cart, old horse, can't move, can't pull, old horse, on the cart, canopy cries, can't move, can't pull, whip, some legs, back, eyes, head, can't pull, can't move, father, whip the bee, don't look, whips, can't pull, face, eyes, whip the eyes, I went to the horse, pulled away, run again, pulled away, whips again, horse kicks the last gust, man, iron bar, takes a bar, down, back, on her head, on her back, down, iron bar, once, twice, many times, I cry out, horse falls, horse down, max, finish it off, down, dead, last, dead, I take a head in my arms, father comes in his arms, why, start our business.
Dream, hideous dream. Can it be that I'll take an axe and strike her on the head, spread in the blood, steal and tremble? No. Yesterday the rehearsal, I knew I couldn't do it. No. The plan is perfect. But I couldn't do it. Lord, my dear God, show me the path. Show me the way. I will give up this hideous dream of mine. Fill me with thy peace. Amen. It's time. I have an hour. I know the old woman will be alone at 7:00. I heard her sister Lizabetta arranged to be at the market at 7:00. It was fate. Don't think. You only have to dare. First, the loop. I have it sewn ready in my coat under the arm. Yes. Second. What was second? The pledge. Yeah, a bit of wood, a bit of iron for weight. All wrapped. Tight. Take her 2 minutes to undo that. Like a silver cigarette box. Now, third. The axe. Must get the axe. It's in the kitchen. There'll be no one there.
There it is. It fits the loop. No one would notice. It hangs so neat. My hands are free. This will be no common crime.
House by the canal. Now, just before, down the house, into the right-hand doorway, up the back stairs. I'm not seen. This is the plan.
What is it? Painters, two painters, all lost. Run, go back.
They won't see me. On a floor below us, they'll hear nothing. Be calm, quiet, calm. No one in the world knows I'm here. The fourth floor. Now, I have the axe. I have the bed. I know what I must say.
Must I do it? She isn't there. She's gone. I needn't do it.
Ring again.
Oh, it would be so. I have no hope.
Hey,
the sun does not shine. Andrey Ivanovich. Good evening. I've come as I said. I've got something to pawn. Come over into the light. See what I have.
Who are you?
Rodion Raskolnikov. You know me. I came the other day. I said I'd be back with this. Take it. Look at it. I'm in a hurry.
Take it. Come on. Look down, but I have opened my coat. The axe is ready.
Yes, I remember you. Oh, don't rush me. What have you got?
A silver cigarette box, I told you.
Why is she so stupid? Start to unwrap it. Do it as it's supposed to happen.
You're trembling.
No.
Are you feeling all right? You haven't been taking baths, have you?
I've had a fever.
Why have you wrapped it up like this?
Don't talk. Look down. Now.
No.
Why is it all tied up?
My hands are weak. They'll slip on the ice.
Do it. Now.
Oh, she's so small. The axe will come down. Everybody come up that end.
With the blunt end, Raise it. Now. And strike. And again.
She cries out a very little cry, but Mother is out.
Again, the same spot.
She falls, the blood gushes, so much blood.
And so calm, so perfect. There must be no blood on me. Put the axe by the body. So. She's dead. Take the keys, the right hand pocket. The perfect plan. This is not ordinary. Into the other room.
Impossible! Go away now, she's not dead. She's not... Here, I move. She's really dead. She moves, she moves.
See, the skull is cracked, broken in on one side. A lake of blood. Don't touch it. Round the neck. Three. A person. Two crosses. I will not be very. How to get it off. The axe.
No, 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 no. Listen to the blow.
Four. The swing of the blow. I'm getting blood on me. There. Take the purse. Now the keys. The other room.
Hurry, 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 hurry.
Please won't fit the locks. I can't control my hands. The big, big, remember, the big box. The dragon. Under the bed. There. Two. Ah. The watch is hidden. Jewel. A red dress. Wipe my bloody hands on a red dress. The stain will not be seen.
What am I doing?
What was that? Who's there? Someone is there.
Elizabeth! Oh, is it not meant to come back? What do I do?
I left the axe. She backs away. She makes no sound. Not even raise her hand to protect her head. Her mouth moves. Her face young. Her baby fighting. No sound. I raise the axe. She looks at me so tall. I raise it high. I strike her square on the front of the head with the sharp edge. This time, the skull splits into the two halves. She falls at once.
Oh. Oh, listen, you don't want to come back. I never let this is not the way it's supposed to be.
I didn't.
Oh, my heart. Run, Tonsi, go, run, run. Go past, go past. Don't see me.
Did you see the old one go up? Let's hurry up.
No. Run, 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 run.
Light. Morning. Oh, what have I done? Never meant to kill visitors yet. Clues. Clues. Little things. Must think. Axe. Yeah, put it back where I found it. Blood. Must be blood. So much. Ends of my trousers. I can cut them off. Afraid already. Hide. Must hide all I stole. Decided where. Hole in the wall. Under the paper. Never meant to take watches, jewelry, and the money, but they all go in. No, it'll do. No. No, there's no way to hide things. Reason's left me yet. Either. When hidden all night. A loop under the arm. How could I forget that? It's a piece of evidence. What else? Wasn't my plan. Not at all. Shock. Look. So I soaked in blood. Well, I put it. Reason's left me. Blood. What do you want?
I have a notice for you from the office.
What office?
A police office. A summons.
What for?
How would I know? They send for you, you go.
Come on. We'll leave him to it.
Just on the summons. Up here today. Why? What's it about if it's not that? I don't care. I do not care anymore. I'll go. The sock. I'll have to wear it. Oh, no others. It'll get dirtier. The stain won't show. What does it all mean? I'm so tired. If they asked me anything, I think I would tell them. Confess it all.
Yes? What do you want?
Are you the head clerk?
I am.
What do you want?
I had a summons. Let me see. Raskolnikov. You're a student.
Former student.
I see.
What is it, Zametov?
I was summoned.
It's for the recovery of money due, sir.
What money? Who summoned me?
According to this, your landlady. You haven't paid your rent. Another student. Here's your form. Make out your declaration. These students.
Zametov. Why haven't you been back and talked to his friend in custody?
can't hold them. It makes no sense. They couldn't have murdered Alyona Ivanovna. The story contradicts itself. Why would the two men fall for the murder? They didn't do it.
Mm. They say the door was locked. When he came back with the porter, he says it was open.
The murderer was in there. Right at the door. They'd have caught him. The clerk hadn't got cold feet.
I'd say he was lucky. He could have been chopped down, too. But how did the murderer...
That house is a rabbit warren. It won't take long. We'll catch him. We'll catch whoever did it.
Come on, sit up. Are you not well?
Since yesterday.
Yesterday? Did you go out yesterday?
Yes.
What time?
About 7. Why did I say that?
7 and you were ill. Where'd you go?
Along the street. So tired. Get it over. Tell them all. Say nothing. Get up. Get out.
Let me help you up. You fainted. Can you stand?
Yeah.
What will we do with him?
I don't know. Maybe I should ask him a few questions.
Can you walk?
Yes. I'm all right. Please, let me go.
He's ill.
No, go on. Let him go. Send him home. Send him home.
Walk. Steady. Away. They'll search my room. I must get rid of it all I stole. What do they suspect? I must hide it all properly, fling them in the water, be rid of them once and for all. No. Some things might float. Too many people. 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 I have a plan. It was perfect.
What's this place?
It's a yard. Built a yard. I came here without thought. I still have a purpose. You see, under that stone. Who would look under a heavy stone? It's lain here for years and will lie for years. So perfect. Clever to see it. So long as I do not think, but act. Do. It's all over. It's hidden. Not a clue left. Who would ever think of me?
Himself again. Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's a vision.
Oh, is that? Roger, I knew you'd pull through. Oh, it's the other man.
Huh?
Oh, he's a messenger. He's got some money for you, but he needs you to sign a receipt. Now, here, let me help you sit up.
Hmm?
You know, you've hardly eaten for 4 days. He had to give you tea by spoonful. I brought Sozumov to see you. You remember him. He's just qualified as a doctor. And he treated you. He said it was some nervous disorder, but it will pass.
What does the man want? Your mother has sent you money through our office, sir. I'm instructed to give you 35 rubles, with the hope of better to come.
I don't like the sound of that.
You have to sign for it, here.
There you are. Now then, where's the money?
10, 20, 35 rubles. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. I hope you're better soon.
Well, goodbye. Oh, and thanks. Marvellous. Now, Roger, are you hungry? Nastasia, what have we got?
The soup. It's got potatoes and rice in it.
Good. I'll feed him. Now, you bring us some tea. Oh, and 2 bottles of beer. I think we could empty them.
I'll get them now.
Now, here, let me hold you up. Now, here's the soup. Yeah, that's good. Isn't that good, eh?
Mm.
You know, I've been eating like a prince these last few days, all because of your landlady. Well, the trouble I had finding you. And here you were, in this hole, desperately ill, nobody but Nastasia to sneak up and do what she could for you. Well, I was going to cause quite a row, but when I met your landlady, well, she's shy, attractive, really. So I sorted her out. But she never really meant to put the police on you. She'd had bad advice. And now we can have anything we want. Was it you here?
I didn't know who...
I suppose I was delirious.
Well, you didn't know anybody. Except one day when you screamed with rage when I brought Zamietov to see you.
The head clerk at the police office. Why did you bring him?
Well, I got friendly with him through my cousin Porfiry, the examining magistrate. Well, I've met a lot of people since I moved here. I've just got myself a flat round the corner.
Did I say anything while I was delirious?
Ah, the tea. Nastasia, you sweet, delectable creature, you have a heart of gold. Do you know, he's just asked me, Nastasia, did he say anything in his delirium? What we suffered, eh?
What did I say?
What did you not say? You never shut up.
This is Martin Butt.
What did I say?
What do people rave about? Rubbish, nonsense. All about earrings and chains and a porter and the police.
Don't forget his sock.
Oh, yes, you cried and cried most pitifully for us to give you back your sock. It was while Zamietov was here, and he crawled about on the floor and found it for you, and for 24 hours you clutched it in your hand. Well, we couldn't get it off you. It was all nonsense.
Oh, thank goodness it's over. Do you want anything else? I've got my work to do, you know.
No, no, you go on. And remember, I adore you. Now, business, business. I must go too. Now, I'm going to take 10 of your 35 rubles, and I'll give you an account of them in an hour, and I'll fetch Zosimov too. Now, you stay quiet till I come back.
What do they know? What do they know? What must I do? Destroy evidence. But what? I don't know. I can't remember. The meter. Policeman. And the sock. I must escape. Escape. But, well, no clothes. They've taken my clothes. All of them. They know. They must know. They're trying to trick me to confess. Must get away from me. Escape. I must escape. I can't stand. I must.
Rudya. Huh? Yeah. Oh, he's awake. Look, I brought Zosima. You've been asleep 3 hours. Must bound to do him good, eh?
Yeah. Hello, Rudya. How do you feel?
I'm quite well. I'm not ill.
I've got a whole set of new clothes for you. Well, they're nearly new. I see the trousers. No stains, no holes. And a coat. And a pair of boots. There's even underwear.
You've done well, Dimitri.
I'm afraid we had to burn all your old clothes, but we couldn't let you go on in that state. Now, guess how much it all cost. It was only 9 rubles 55. Here's your change.
Is he all right? Is he very much better? He can eat soup. Anything like that. But no. And very few.
Well, I'll take him out for some air tomorrow.
That might be too soon.
Oh, but I'm having my housewarming tomorrow night. I want him to come. Well, you're coming, don't you remember?
Yes, but I'll be late. Who'll be there?
Oh, my uncle, my cousin Porfiry. Friends I've made in this district, Zamietov.
What do you see in Zamietov?
He's good company.
A policeman, he takes bribes.
Oh, so what? Anyway, I'm trying to influence him myself to help someone.
Who?
Well, Nikolai, the house painter, the one who's accused of murder. You know, the murder of the old woman, the pawnbroker. Well, it happened the day before you got ill, Rudya.
I remember.
Well, do you remember Lizaveta was killed, too?
Lizaveta?
Yes, her sister. Didn't you know her? Well, both of them were struck down with an axe. It was very brutal.
I think I remember. What about the painter, Nikolai?
Yes. Why did they suspect him? Well, a few days ago, a jewel case was brought in, part of the robbery. Well, it seems Nikolai pawned it one day after the murder. Well, of course, he was painting a flat below the old woman at the time.
So they went looking for him?
Well, yes. And this is what makes the thing plausible. Well, he'd gone on a drinking spree and pawned all he had, and when they caught up with him, he tried to hang himself.
That sounds pretty conclusive to me.
Yeah, well, you wait till you hear it all. They brought Nikolai in and questioned him. I mean, he said he'd heard nothing on the day of the murder. He'd found the jewels in the street. He'd been drinking. He was frightened. Aha, they said. How could you be frightened if you weren't guilty? You see, that is how they think. Well, so they pressured him, and eventually he confessed he'd found the jewel case in the flat where he'd been painting. Well, he'd had a row with his mate, only horseplay, and his mate had splashed paint on him. He chased him outside. But when he came back, he found the jewel case behind the door.
Where did you say behind the door?
Well, yes. Why?
Nothing. How is it behind the door?
It was. Well, anyway, he pawned it, never thought. When he realized, he got frightened and tried to hang himself.
I still think the police have a good case.
Oh, come on. You're a doctor. You've made a special study of psychology, for God's sake. Now, look at the character of the man, his behavior. Now, everybody there at the time saw him wrestling and laughing with his mate. People said they were like children. Well, at that moment, the bodies were still warm upstairs. He is a simple workman. He is not capable of both acts. Now, I say the proof of his innocence is far greater than any proof against him. The real murderer must have hidden in the empty flat to avoid the men coming up the stairs, and he dropped the jewels.
Mm. You may have a point.
No, it must be how it happened.
Excuse me.
Yes, what do you want?
I'm looking for Rodion Romanovich Raskolnikov. Excuse me, a former.
Well, that's him in bed. What do you want?
Who is that?
Piotrovich Yushin. I have reason to hope my name is not wholly unknown to you. Well, haven't you received any information about me? I mean, there must be a letter. 10 days ago, didn't
you? Oh, don't stand in the door. Come in. It's not often we get a gentleman to call.
Oh, don't mind us. Roger's been ill, and this is his doctor, and I'm a friend looking after him.
Oh, well, perhaps I shouldn't disturb
him. Talk all he wants. You may amuse him.
Thank you, doctor.
Your mother has been communicated with me on a personal matter.
I know you. You're my sister's intended husband. I know you.
I waited a few days before calling on you. Of course, if I'd known you were ill, but I've been very busy. I'm involved in the most important legal affair in the Senate. I'm expecting your mother and sisters any time. I've found them lodging.
Where?
Oh, very near you, actually. In Bacalaya's house.
What's that place? Hmm? A stinking kip. All kinds live there. It's only virtue. It's cheap.
I'm a stranger in Petersburg, if it seems suitable enough. I'm negotiating for a flat, a future home. Meantime, I'm staying in very cramped conditions myself, with a relation at Madame Lipovec's house.
I know it. There's a family, Marmalada, lives there.
It's over 10 years since I was in the city.
And do you see any difference?
Oh, yeah. Many things. Yeah. I fancy the young have their views, more critical. There's more realism.
More materialism. That's not real life.
I don't agree. I mean, look at the progress in science, in economics. We put ourselves off from the past and a good thing, too. I'll give you an example. Love thy neighbor. What did that mean? It meant I tore my coat in half to share it with my neighbor. The result? We were both half naked. Ah, science shows us that everything depends upon self-interest. The study of economics shows that the better private business is ordered, the more whole coats, the firmer the foundations of society, and the better for all. By good management of my own affairs, by my own prosperity, I, so to speak, grow rich for all. There are more coats for all because of the general advance of wealth. Only the sentimental can't see the sensitive.
Yes, and I couldn't argue with you, so let's drop the subject.
Excuse me.
What were we talking about, Rosina?
I've been thinking. One of our customers must have killed her.
Not a doubt of it. My cousin Porfiry is in charge of the case now, and he's not saying what he thinks, but he's examining all the people who had pledges with her.
How can he examine them? How does he know who her customers were?
Well, she wrote their names on each article she got. A lot have come forward already.
Is this the murder of the old pawnbroker?
Yes. But it must have been a professional. Look at the boldness, the coolness of it.
Oh, it was a first crime.
How can you say that?
First, only chance saved him, not cunning. Second, he only took a few jewels worth nothing and left a box in a drawer with over 1,500 rubles in it. He didn't know how to rob, only how to murder. It was a first crime and he panicked at the crucial moment.
So, he failed?
You know, there's another aspect to this. It's part of the general and most disturbing increase in crimes of violence. It's spread even to the higher classes. Well, yeah, the students committing robberies now.
They can hardly afford to live these days.
Well, what do you expect? Everybody is getting rich one way or another, so they say, I'll get rich too. It's the only example they get.
But how do you explain the moral decline?
It accords with your theory.
No, it does not. Not at all.
Is it true that you told my sister that what pleased you most was that she was a beggar?
Hmm?
Because it's better to raise a wife from poverty. That way she'll never forget what she owes you.
I did not. Whatever the porter's rich, it's quite distorted.
Your mother, Miss Redvent.
Say nothing against my mother. One word and I'll pitch you down the stairs.
What's the matter with you?
I can only assume that this is part of your illness.
I am not ill.
That only makes your conduct all the more unseemly.
Get up, go to hell, go on, leave me alone.
Well, if that's your attitude, I will. I certainly will. Good day, sir.
What's got into you?
Let me alone, all of you. I'm not afraid of you, let me alone.
Part one of a three-part adaptation of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment, adapted by Bill Morrison. The program was produced by the BBC and presented by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Next week, part two of Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.